Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Shamika. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name's Andrew from Home Depot. Can I give you a PO number?
One moment. What's that PO number?
It is 244-38613. I think go over there right now and see, just look in the drawer.
You said 244.
244-38613.
Sir, that didn't pull up anything in my system. Would you happen to have this store's four-digit number?
0424.
Verify that customer's name and address.
It's Jeannie, and her last name is Rawls. And she lives at 9051 West Molly Lane, Peoria, Arizona, 85383.
Okay, I see this customer just had a measure done on the 27th. How can I assist you today?
Yes. So she called to pay for the cooktop, and I said, well, the model number wasn't in there, so I'm sure I need to make sure that it was verified. That's what we do the measurement for. And she said the guy that was out there looked at it and said it would work. And I said, well, I can't take the money yet until let me call and give them the model number and verify that he said that. So can I give you the model number, please?
Okay, I wouldn't be able to confirm whether or not that would fit. It would have to be emailed over to the tech office, but I can put that information in and submit it over to them. What was your name again?
That would be great. Then I'll tell her that. Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W. I told her she might not be able to have pay for it today. I was ready. I don't know why, but you know, it wasn't put in the note.
What's that model number?
P as in Paul, G as in girl, P as in Paul, 7036. And then hold on just a second. I want to make sure I'm looking at the 7036. S as in Sam, L as in Larry, S as in Sam, S as in Sam. You need me to read it back to you again?
I have PGP7036SLS.
S, two S's.
So it's SLSS?
Yes. Thank you very much. Do you think there's any luck somebody will get back with me tomorrow?
That I don't know. They try to get these handled accordingly. If you have an email address, I can provide that to the tech office as well, so they can just email it to you.
Oh, that'd be great. Let me just do that right now. It is appliances, appliances_0424@homedepot.com. That's nice of you. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. Is that people?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe he's a secret shopper. See if I know what I'm doing. Is everything okay then, or do I?
Yeah, I'm just going ahead and trying to get this email sent over. If you could just bear with me one moment.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to be impatient.
No, you're okay. You're okay. It's no problem.
I put a note in my computer, too. So if they call, I'll have it all written down here.
Yeah, and I put notes on here as well with the email address. So just in case someone gets the call after me, they'll know what's going on.
Thank you. That's awesome.
No problem.
How's it going today?
Hey, how are you?
Great, thank you.
Okay, Andrew, I've gotten that sent over to the tech office and our regional office in hopes they go ahead and get back in contact with you with that information so you can go ahead and make that sale for the customer.
Okay, thank you very much. You have a good day.
You as well, and thank you for giving us a call at XPL.
Okay, and bye.